Another ceasefire ended in Gaza last night, with Israel claiming rockets were fired into Israel and a number of Israeli attacks on Gaza taking place. Israel has also pulled out of peace talks which were taking place in Cairo. On the line from Tel Aviv is journalist Inna Lazareva. Thanks for taking the call. Is it clear, first of all, how this latest breakdown of another ceasefire began?
Well, it seems to have been quite clear, yes. Yesterday afternoon, the sixth day of the ceasefire was in progress. We were all expecting to hear the results of ceasefire negotiations by midnight yesterday night, but suddenly there were three rockets that were fired from Gaza, and Israel responded furiously. Netanyahu went on TV to announce that rocket strikes would resume, and this indeed is what happened. And now this morning, the rocket strikes keep on happening on both sides. In Israel, over 70 rockets have been fired from Gaza. Israel's responded with missiles battering Gaza once again, killing at least, I believe, 11 people.
So 11 people killed in Gaza and in Israel?
In Israel, no one has been killed. No one has even been injured. Just the usual terror of people fleeing parts of the south because they're worried about rocket fire. But in where I am in Tel Aviv, life carries on as normal.
Now, the talks that have been taking place have been with, on one side, which are now suspended, were all about Israel insisting that Hamas give up its weapons and Hamas insisting that or the Palestinians insisting that the blockade of Gaza end. Mm-hmm. Had there been any sign before these talks broke up, had there been any sign that anyone could figure out of breaking that logjam?
Yeah, well, there were rumours coming out of Cairo that indeed there may have been a partial agreement on the table, meaning that not all the conditions that Hamas demanded and that Israel demanded would have been fulfilled, but some, for instance, like the lifting of opening up of the border between Gaza and Egypt may have well been agreed between the Palestinians and the Egyptians. So it could well have been, though, had there not been this breach of ceasefire, there could have been more progress.
Hamas are saying that the wife and child of one leader of the organisation have been killed. What's known about that? How much is certain?
Yes, this is perhaps one of the significant events that happened in the past 24 hours. Over the course of the night, Israel targeted a house where the wife and daughter of the Hamas's military wing chief, Mohammed Deif, were staying. And now his wife and daughter have been killed. There was a third body, which remains as yet unidentified. People are speculating whether this is Mohammed Deif himself or not. If it is, this is a significant turning point in many ways, because it's one of the key commanders of Hamas who's been targeted.
All right, Inna Lazareva in Tel Aviv, thank you very much for taking the call. We'll take a break and then we'll have news and sport.